Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Linda Cronin at the bottom of the hour, president of her own civil engineering company and founder of the nonprofit Help Children Heal Foundation and the author of the children's book, Positopia. The Hidden Portal, Positopia World, the hidden portal. We'll talk to Linda Cronin at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You could purchase longevity products off the websites, or you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites as well. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470. You can order products by calling 866-735-2470, or you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling 866-735-2470 or hitting the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Linda Cronin at the bottom of the hour, and get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about methylation and the biochemical processes that, we'll just stick with methylation. There's a few other biochemical processes that we'll talk about that are involved in activating and deactivating chemicals, but for now, methylation. You guys have all heard of methylation. It's been in the news, methylation deficiencies, MTHFR deficiencies. Not a week goes by that I don't talk to somebody about methylfolate or the wrong kinds of folate or the wrong kinds of cyanocobalamin versus methylcobalamin, etc. There's all kinds of misunderstandings about methylation and about MTHFR. As is our want on this program, we are going to clear up the confusion. We're talking about methylation. Methylation is involved in all kinds of stuff. Cell division, RNA, DNA synthesis, detoxification of hormones, the production of various neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. It plays a role in the fetal development of the central nervous system. It's also involved in detoxification of histamine.
We spent a lot of time talking about the importance of histamine and how histamine intolerance can wreak havoc on the body. Well, histamine is detoxified and cleared out of the body via methylation. Methylation is also involved in the production of fabulously important molecule called creatine. I've been using creatine as a supplement now for going on 40 years since I first heard about it. In fact, I remember back in the late 1980s and the early 1990s, I was selling creatine before anybody knew about it. I would buy 50-pound bags of the stuff and pack it up in plastic bags and go to gyms and sell it. These days, most people have heard of creatine. I bet you didn't know creatine's important for your skin, by the way. And that's a whole other story. We'll talk about creatine in a little bit. Phospholipids are important. Methylation is important for the production of phospholipids. Phospholipids play a very important role in skin health. Phospholipids are important for skin barrier formation. Phospholipid deficiencies can cause eczema and dry skin. Phospholipids are involved in nerve health and brain health. Phospholipids are involved in the digestive system. Phospholipids are involved in cell membranes. Can you see how important methylation is here? Methylation is important for epigenetics. Yesterday we talked about the role methylation plays in activating genes. Methylation issues are, from a genetic standpoint, are associated with cancers and birth defects. Dr. Wallach is famous for saying there's no genetic diseases. And of course, he gets a lot of heat for saying such a thing. But what Doc means is that even so-called genetic diseases are based in nutritional deficiencies. And this is where epigenetics plays a role. Methylation issues in the womb due to nutritional deficiencies are one of the reasons why babies are born with birth defects. Nutritional deficiencies can cause a reduction in these very important epigenetic nutrients that are responsible for making DNA. DNA needs to have nutrition too. Genes and chromosomes are nutrient dependent like any other part of the body, and the strength and the integrity and the vitality of a mother's DNA is critically important for ensuring adequate and healthy DNA formation in the fetus. And all this, by the way, is where choline plays an important role. You know, we've been talking about choline now for a couple of weeks. Choline intake during pregnancy is one of the most important things a mom can do to assure that there are no DNA issues at the level of the fetus, because choline is an epigenetic nutrient. Choline is critical for epigenetic formation, for healthy formation of DNA. It's critical for a lot of things during the prenatal period. Choline is important for membrane biosynthesis, for the production of cell membranes in the fetus, for tissue growth in the fetus, for nerve conduction and brain development, as well as for gene expression. Studies in animals and humans have shown that when the mother is given choline, pregnancy outcomes are improved and protection against certain neural defects are prevented. Neural defects are prevented, I should say. It's suggested that pregnant women get 450 milligrams of choline a day, which any good prenatal vitamin should be able to provide. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, choline is a brain-building nutrient for the fetus, and pediatricians these days are telling pregnant women, or assuring, or making sure pregnant women know how important choline intake is for mama. Over the last few decades, it's become clear that choline-deficient mothers are more at risk for epigenetically defective babies. And this is partially due to the fact that choline is a methylating substance. It helps support methylation. Choline deficiency can lead to epigenetic defects by virtue of impaired methylation at the level of the DNA. Turns out that epigenetically defective babies will be more sensitive to stress when they get older. You may be yourself more sensitive to stress because of choline deficiencies that your mother had 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Reading from an article in the May 2012 edition of the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, quote, "The in utero," that means in the womb, "the in utero availability of choline modifies fetal epigenetic markers and leads to alterations throughout the life course." That means your mother is deficient in choline, and you could be a 60 or 70-year-old person and be affected at the level of your genetics for your whole life, especially when it regards stress. This article goes on to say, quote, "The HPA axis," that's your stress axis, we'll say, regulates cortisol production and is sensitive to perinatal, that is in the womb, epigenetic programming. Data collectively suggests that maternal choline intake in humans changes the epigenetics of genes for the life of the organism. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Linda Cronin coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her children's book, Positopia. And I want to continue talking about methylation. We'll talk about MTHFR deficiencies here in a little bit. That's becoming quite the thing. But there's a little more I want to say about here about methylation. Methylation is not just for fetuses. It's not just for the development of the fetus inside the womb. Methylation of genes plays a role in adult biology as well as in fetal biology. And it's known that changes in epigenetic methylation, the activation of DNA, can contribute to the development of mutations and cancer. Reading from the November 2004 edition of the Journal of Experimental Biology, DNA methylation, quote, DNA methylation plays an essential role in maintaining cellular function, and changes in methylation may contribute to the development of cancer. Aberrant methylation of DNA is frequently found in tumor cells and can result in chromosome instability and has been associated with inactivity of tumor suppressor genes. So DNA methylation is super, super, super important, and that means that anything you could do that supports methylation is going to be in your health interest. Recently, and by recently I'm talking maybe the last, I don't know, 15 years, 15, 20 years or so, methylation defects based on something called an MTHFR deficiency have become kind of like a little fad, almost like a fashion. You hear about this all the time, deficiencies in MTHFR. MTHFR is a methylating supporting enzyme. And there are alternative practitioners as well as lay people who don't really understand biochemistry, but they know about MTHFR deficiency because it's kind of a thing. There's a lot of alternative practitioners who promote MTHFR deficiency as a cause for pretty much anything that goes wrong in the body. Chances are pretty good that you've heard of this thing, MTHFR deficiency. You may have even wasted your money on some of these tests that they do, these genetic tests that are promoted to supposedly detect MTHFR deficiency. Personally, I think it's a red herring. 40% of people have an MTHFR deficiency, a genetic MTHFR deficiency. That means that it's pretty common, so it's not anything weird. In my humble opinion, an MTHFR deficiency is associated with just poor health. And that really is a problem. Poor health is a real serious problem. It's not the MTHFR deficiency that's the issue. It's the poor health. It's the lousy food that we're eating. It's our poor nutritional status. It's our stress levels. It's our lack of exercise and our sedentary lifestyle, not to mention the processed foods we eat and the cigarettes we smoke and the drugs we take and the alcohol we drink. We're a mess. So MTHFR deficiency is kind of like blaming an MTHFR deficiency is kind of like blaming the flies for the garbage. MTHFR deficiency is just there because we're eating garbage and we're living like garbage. It's not the MTHFR deficiency that is the real problem. It's the garbage that's the problem. However, that being said, MTHFR deficiency can cause problems. So here's the deal with this whole MTHFR fashion or fad, whatever you want to call it. MTHFR is an enzyme. It makes things happen. I'll tell you what it's called. I'm just going to say it one time. I'm not going to say it again because it's just this long, complicated biochemical gobbledygook. MTHFR is methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. That's the last time I'm going to say that. MTHFR is an enzyme that's involved in methylation. We're just going to call this MTHFR. It supports methylation. It's a methylation enzyme. And as we've said, methylation activates chemistry. And if methylation doesn't occur, lots of horrible things can happen. And there are a lot of people who have this thing, this MTHFR deficiency. Some 40% of Americans have an MTHFR deficiency. And these people, and probably their chiropractors or their alternative practitioners, are going to blame this MTHFR deficiency for their poor health, for their joint pain, for their heart problems, for whatever chronic diseases they show up that may show up. And these people complain if their vitamins are not in a specific form that supports methylation. Classic example is with the vitamin folic acid. Folic acid is a B vitamin. It's important for a lot of things, really. Production for healthy blood cells, and it plays a role in energy. It plays a role in the development of the fetus. It's got a lot of very important roles to play. And folic acid by itself, if you're not methylating correctly, isn't going to have the same kind of benefits. So there's another form of folic acid called methylfolate that will compensate for this MTHFR deficiency. You may have noticed if you're using Youngevity products that Youngevity now uses methylfolate instead of folic acid. Methylfolate can help compensate for this MTHFR deficiency. Likewise, vitamin B12 or cobalamin, cyanocobalamin is vitamin B12, but There's a form of vitamin B12 called methylcobalamin. When you hear this methyl in front of the vitamin, that sort of tells you that that vitamin is not going to deplete, or it's not going to impact folks who have this MTHFR deficiency. So methylated vitamins like methylfolate or methylcobalamin can compensate for this MTHFR deficiencies. And there are people who feel like they want methylcobalamin or they want methylfolate. And they may have a good point. It certainly won't hurt you to do methylfolate and methylcobalamin. Another place where MTHFR deficiency plays a really important role, or MTHFR, is in the production or in converting the chemical called homocysteine. Homocysteine can be converted into other amino acids via this methylation process. If you don't have this enzyme, a homocysteine can build up, and homocysteine can be a problem. If you have an MTHFR deficiency, you may not be able to convert homocysteine into other amino acids. High protein diets can make the problem worse. If you're eating a lot of meat, eating a lot of proteins, if you're on a carnivore diet and you have an MTHFR deficiency, accumulated homocysteine can be a problem, especially when it comes to the heart. We've had Dr. Kilmer McCulley on the Bright Side before. Dr. Kilmer McCulley came up with this idea, which has since been proven, by the way, proven correct, that homocysteine is the real bad guy when it comes to heart disease. And he's right. Homocysteine is a pro-inflammatory molecule, and accumulation of homocysteine can cause a whole host of health issues, including heart disease, as well as Alzheimer's disease and dementias and brain diseases and chronic fatigue and nerve problems, tingling sensations, pins and needle sensations in your hands, arms, and legs. Those can be the signs of accumulation of homocysteine. These are very common symptoms, by the way, and homocysteine accumulation is also very common. Mood issues like depression can be associated with excess buildup of homocysteine, again, following either MTHFR deficiencies or lack of intake of methylated vitamins. And MTHFR deficiencies, by the way, they say they're genetic, and there are genetic tests that you can take, and it's true, there's genes that are associated with MTHFR deficiencies, but what is it that causes these genetic changes? Well, very likely, it's our lousy lifestyles. So if you've been told you have an MTHFR deficiency, yes, you should definitely do nutrients, methylating nutrients. I'll tell you a whole bunch of them here in a sec. But really, it's just general lifestyle. Exercise, quit smoking, reduce stress, meditate. Oh, there's so many different things. You know, that's really the bottom line here, folks. You know, we have all these exotic diseases and fashionable health challenges and deficiencies and breakdowns in the body and like MTHFR deficiencies, but it's really our lousy lifestyle that is behind our chronic health challenges. It's certainly not a lack of drugs, and it's certainly not a lack of doctors, because we got plenty of those. And by the way, if you're more susceptible to viral infections, chances are good that you're dealing with methylation issues, because methylation also, like everything else in the body, is important for the immune system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Linda Cronin coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
U.S. USA News Update. Heavy fighting is reported in southern Gaza. Israeli's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets. The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. The White House is approving an emergency arms sale to Israel. According to the State Department, the U.S. will sell roughly 14,000 tank artillery rounds to Israel for just over $106 million. The agency cited a provision in the Arms Export Control Act that allows it to bypass Congress in approving the sale. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner.
On Saturday, Daniels was named this year's recipient of the award given to the player who's been voted best player in college football.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekends, Saturday and Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use that you can review programs with or share them with friends or loved ones. We've got 12 years of archived information, lots of great health programs all out of my little old head. Based on my personal experience as a pharmacist, as well as my research and academic experiences, brightsideben.com, where you'll find the search box, also has lots of longevity products, as well as a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, make a little bit of spare change at the same time, or make a significant income. A lot of folks are making a full-time income
As a longevity distributor, we can help you build your business. I can personally help you build your business. If that sounds intriguing, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or go to our news stories and blog posts and videos, which are all posted at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up, as well as Join the Team links on all the pages, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. If you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, to speak to a real live human being. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, prevention of post-surgical scarring or post-traumatic scarring, for helping people deal with psoriasis or eczema or acne or just plain old dry or aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Lots of vitamin C, fat-soluble vitamin C, the good stuff, the expensive stuff, the stuff that doesn't break down, not ascorbic acid, but THDA, fat-soluble vitamin C, as well as fullerenes and squalane and plant-derived minerals and vitamin E and vitamin K and vitamin D. All our Truth Skin Health products are like nutritional supplements that you apply topically to your skin. You can find them all at Truth Treatments. With an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and I understand we've got some specials running today and tomorrow, so you might want to check that out. Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to talking to our guest today. Linda Cronin is a civil engineer and the founder of the nonprofit Help Children Heal Foundation. She's also the inventor of an interactive therapeutic toy and a board game for adopted and foster children who have trauma. She's passionate about helping kids overcome their trauma through fun books and toys. She's also an award-winning photographer. And her very interesting book, which is ostensibly a children's book, but I think everybody can benefit from this, is called Positopia World. Positopia World, it's actually an e-book, and it's very, very beautifully designed. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Linda Cronin. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for coming on the Bright Side, and I've got to tell you, your book is beautiful. I can't believe it. It's just an e-book, though, right? Is that right?
I have it out in hardcover and in softcover on Amazon.
I see. Okay, gotcha. So I have the ebook copy, and it is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. And it's, you know, you call it a kid's book, but, you know, there's some juicy little tidbits in here, I have to tell you. So before we get started, how did you get from being a civil engineer to being a children's advocate and author of kids' books?
Okay, well, my two children are adopted. They're from Guatemala, and they've been home with me 15 years. But they have, as all adopted children, start off with the primal mother wound, right? So they also had some other issues. We don't know what happened to them before they came to us at 1.5 and 2.5. So they have some disorders, reactive attachment disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, sensory processing disorder, ADHD, PTSD, I mean, the gamut. So they need different parenting, very different. You cannot put normal parenting. You just turn it on its head and inside out and backwards. So I've had to learn a whole new way. And still, I mean, there is actually a book out there called When Love Is Not Enough, and that is literally true. They need more than just love, which everyone thinks, oh, I can just love them to death and they'll be okay. And that's not true, unfortunately.
That's not true for a lot of things. A lot of people, you know, relationships in general is not enough. You need a lot. You need more than just love to have a good relationship, just like I imagine you need more than love to have a good parent-child relationship. So what is the more?
Some of the things that happen are that they didn't get their needs met as infants. You know, the mother stares into their eyes and loves them and takes care of their every need, every second that they need it. And so my kids didn't get that. So basically with the sensory processing, they, instead of looking around and taking in their world and colors and mom's coos and oohs and stuff, they were on high alert because where is mom? Is she going to feed me today? Is she going to change my diaper today? So they didn't get the sensory processing that we all got, you know, in order to make sense of their environment. So they need help with that. They have, their cause and effect is not there because one time mom might come and feed me when I cry and one time she might thank me. Mom, and one time she might leave me in my crib alone for hours at a time. So they have no cause and effect because it didn't work. It was too chaotic. So we have to go back and we have to do things like actually holding them, rocking them, looking into their eyes. Teenagers, it doesn't matter. And actually, you're not going to believe this, but the teenagers do like it. They actually even ask for it. So, and these things need to be continuously repeated over and over again.
Is this sounds similar to autism to me. Do you think autistic kids go through the same or have gone through the same kind of things?
They can have the similar behaviors, you know, because their frustration or, you know, the autism. I don't know a lot about autism, but I'm assuming that they're, because they have special needs as well, they're not getting their needs met because we don't know, I guess people don't know what their needs are in the moment at every time. And again, it's like how their brains develop. So with mine, even with trauma, their brain develops improperly. So it has gaps. It's like Swiss cheese. So you kind of don't know what they really need, but from their behavior, you know they need something. So it's, you know, usually holding, hugging, you know, soft touch, things like that.
So did you, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Were you into this and that's why you adopted children like that? Or did you learn about, okay, gotcha. So you learned about it the hard way, like through experience.
I had no idea. I had no idea this was a thing. I have cousins growing up that were adopted, that my best friend was adopted, and, you know, they all seemed, I don't want to say normal, neurotypical is now what we say, but I had no idea.
What were the first kind of red flags?
Well, coming home, my son and my daughter are complete opposites. He came home, we brought him home, he was happy, laughing, talking, going to everybody. He never cried, you know, and I thought, oh, wow, this is great. And then came to realize, you know, that's not right, you know. And then my daughter, on the other hand, wouldn't stop crying. She literally cried for a year and a half straight, like,
wow.
Unless he was sleeping. Yeah,
heartbreaking.
It was very
must have been heartbreaking.
Sad.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking and it's hard. It's, you know, like colic in a baby. Like, even though it's heartbreaking, your baby is it's the mother is also stressed out of their minds because the baby's in, you know, pain and they can't do anything to stop it. So it's that same thing where, you know, it gets in your head and it really stresses you out.
Wow. And now you're married. You had a husband to help you with this, or were you a single mom?
No, I did adopt with my ex-husband, but then it got too much for him, and he left.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk about the book, because I thought it was pretty cool, even for adults, not just for kids. Positopia World, The Hidden Portal is the name of the book. It's a children's book, ostensibly, but there's some good stuff in here for adults, too. Linda Cronin is our guest. Her website, positopiaworld.com. More with Linda Cronin on The Bright Side right after this.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Linda Cronin. Her book, Positopia.com. Is that right, Linda? Positopia.com? Did I have it right?
Yes, Positopia World.
PositopiaWorld.com, and the book is really interesting, and it's not just for kids, I don't think. There's some interesting things in here. Positopia World, The Hidden Portal. So first of all, what do you mean by, you have these lights that you talk about, red lights, green lights, yellow lights. Talk a little bit about that and how that relates to the brain.
Okay, so when my kids were young, they had OT, and that... It keeps them there that their engine runs. It revs high, low, or medium, which is red, yellow, and green when it's revving. But then they have also these zones of regulations out there that do different colors with the emotions. So I decided to put them all together, really. So I took the red, and that's scared or angry, and the yellow is, you know, a little nervous or worried, and the green is happy and calm. So I just wanted to simplify it. In the book, we depict that by when, you know, Jack... Here's some kids talking about him on the soccer field. He has a red aura around his head, and he stomps off the field.
And so this is what you mean when you say that the brain is like an engine?
So, yes, actually, that's part of it. But kind of explaining the emotions, we dive deeper into the emotions of the books when in my second book, which is coming out in about February or so, but... In this one, we're kind of...
A children's book, too?
Yep. This is all going to be a series. It's going to be a series dealing with all of the kind of things that little children will deal with and help them learn to verbalize their emotions. Because if they can learn to verbalize their emotions and use these simple self-regulation techniques that the little adorable woodland creatures help them with in the book, then they're going to be so much better off in life, you know, going forward.
When you say verbalize their emotions, do you mean identify their emotions? And then verbalize?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, no. I was going to say, so it verbalized them in, even because of the colors and the auras that we put out, even nonverbal kids, like autistic children, can, you know, point out how they're feeling. I have these little paper crowns that, you know, you get in the, like, Thanksgiving poppers and the little paper crowns, and I have red, yellow, and green. You can put them on their head, and I can picture a kindergarten class having them on their heads, and maybe one boy is angry that somebody took his toy, and he's ready to, you know, go be mean. And then he's, oh, he has a yellow hat on. He's feeling worried. I feel worried sometimes. Maybe I won't do that. And I'm not saying that's a conscious thought that's going to be in a little boy's head, but it could be a subconscious thought that might deter them. And this could really help with bullying.
Do you think that adults have this issue, too, with identifying? And I'm sure they do have this issue. But do you think that adults can benefit from this kind of strategies and these kind of techniques? And can you tell when you're talking to an adult if they're dealing with these kinds of issues?
Yes, absolutely. So it is a funny thing that this was a children's book, and it was meant for children to learn this. And so the parents could have some, you know, if they taught their children this, it would help them out, too. But I have had so many parents come to me and tell me, wow,
yeah.
Learned this. I learned this lingo for me,
yeah.
And I have a language for the kids. And, my parents never taught us about emotions. I'm like, I know. Our parents did not teach us about emotions. So, yes, it definitely benefits adults as well.
How do you think it shows up in adults, these kinds of failures to identify or be able to verbalize these emotions? What does it look like in an adult?
Well, Karens, and I shouldn't use that term, but
what is
you
that?
Know, when I'm
what was, no,
I didn't. Karen, a Karen.
Oh, a Karen. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's stick with that one. That's issue, because I'm kind of fascinated with Karens. That's an interesting issue. Talk more about that. How does that relate to an inability to express emotions?
Well, clearly, they have something that they needed or wanted, and it wasn't getting met in that moment. Or maybe, accumulation of things along that day, and then it blows up at Starbucks or something. But they weren't getting their needs met. That's really the bottom line. They were either sad, scared, or shamed. And shamed meaning they felt like something was wrong with them, and not necessarily wrong with what they did, but wrong with them inherently. And so that hasn't been addressed, and it comes out later in a volcano.
Oh, that's fascinating. How about drug addictions or alcoholism or anything like that?
Absolutely, because when you bury your pain, it comes out time and time again. So instead of feeling the pain or dealing with the pain or not knowing how to deal with the pain, they will numb it with drugs, alcohol, video games, workaholic, any of those things.
You know, that's funny because, I'm a pharmacist, and I hear people talking about the opioid crisis as if it were a pharmacy crisis. As if it were a drug crisis. But as you're talking, you're confirming what I've always thought, which is not really a drug crisis as much as it might be like an emotional crisis.
I believe that so much. And that's why I'm doing this. Because I geared this towards little kids. You know, even my 2-year-old niece loves the book, and she can point to the red and say, mad. I mean, it's crazy how this has, for 2 years old to 8 years old and then parents. So I'm amazed at this, but everybody, and then there's simple self-regulation techniques like belly breathing, which can, if you take that pause with belly breathing, then you get back into your neocortex, your thinking brain, and you're able to respond instead of react. So I wanted it to be a fun story so kids would ask for it time and time again. There are books out there, everybody gets angry sometimes, and those are great for reading in school. They're not going to ask for it as a bedtime story. This way, I sneak it in like sneaking spinach into their smoothie. We sneak these regulation techniques in through the funny little animals that make it fun,
It seems like kids would gravitate towards, or not gravitate necessarily, but understand belly breathing or get into it real simply and real easily. Is that true?
Yes. And in each of my books, I'm putting resources at the end for parents, like how to belly breathe and then a little bit about fight or flight and how you can. You're not going to reason with a child in fight or flight. You have to get them to calm down, and then you can reason with them. Once they're in fight or flight, their logic is offline. So
How do you do that? How do you get them to how do you get them to calm down once before you can get them into how do you get them out of fight or flight?
So the vagus nerve stimulation, which I go in the book. So when he's in the other world, he's scared when he first gets there, and he finds Morgan. Morgan is a morning dove. And she comes over and hums on his shoulder. So humming is something that can stimulate the vagus nerve and jar you, get you out of fight or flight. And then
that's interesting. Humming.
Belly breathing. Humming.
So if you get a kid to hum, and I have actually had a humming expert on the program here, by the way, a friend of mine here in Colorado, he has a book called The Humming Effect. And he talks about humming to activate the vagus nerve. So humming, if you get a kid to hum, that can help relax them.
You could start humming a song to them that they like, and maybe they'll hum along. It depends on the level. If they're,
Like a 4 or 5-year-old kid, like a just barely verbal kid.
Right. Not I mean, if you're in the grocery store and they want, you know, sugar cereal and that's not what you're there for, sometimes there's really nothing you can do but wait it out, right? Or that you gave them the blue cup instead of the pink cup. There's no reasoning with them, and especially in that moment. And, of course, once they're done with it, like a two-year-old isn't going to know, it doesn't matter, honey, the blue or the pink cup. But, you know, so it's for more situations where they're actually not getting a need met, not something that they can't understand. But we go into belly breathing here. The cute little bunny helps them belly breathing. And then Jack has to go through a dark, scary forest, and the bunny can't come with him. So he wraps up his sweatshirt and hugs his sweatshirt and holds it so it's soft and cuddly, and that gives him some, it's kind of that pressure that can also help with that.
All right, we got about a minute left. Tell us about the Positopia game.
So the Positopia game, that's a therapeutic board game that I've come out with for... it's going to be for therapists right now, but it basically uses the tactics in this book. It's going to be like kind of like Candyland, where they move around the board, and then if they're on a red space, they have to tell a time when they were angry and how they could have dealt with it, or if they dealt with it great, that's great, you know, and there's going to be fun slides, and they'll go through the hedges and things. So I want to make a family game as well, but that one's going to be a little bit more, you know, more playful. So it's a fun game to get them to talk about this and make it, you know, second nature, I mean.
The Positopia game, there's in the book, you have something about the Positopia game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so the Positopia game in the book, yes, this is an easy one. So basically you just, you know, tell people the rules, tell all the kids the rules to begin with, which is basically you're going to ring a bell or you're going to shout Positopia World or something, and then everybody has to go into positive mode, right? So you set it for half an hour or an hour if you're driving in the car or something. Anybody who says something negative, if somebody corrects them and says something positive about that, they get the point. And if the person who said it catches themselves and says it first, then they get a point. So it's just a very simple, you know, fun kind of game.
I think I could use that at work. I'm going to play the Positopia game at work. It doesn't have to be just for kids. None of this stuff has to be just for kids. Linda, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. Appreciate your work as well. Happy holidays to you. And yours, the website, positopiaworld.com. Our guest has been Linda Cronin. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Linda.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. And that was Linda Cronin, her website, the Positopia World, positopiaworld.com. And that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have an awesome, spectacular, wonderful week. And we will talk to you later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.